And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the 97.3 Fan Studios with Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge. We're going to be talking sea bass, yellowtail, bluefin, yellowfin, well, whatever you want to talk about. We're going to talk about fishing right here on Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information to reserve a slip or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat. You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. What a good show today is going to be, man.
Yeah,
good
indeed.
Timing.
Our old buddy, Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge. Good morning, Mark.
So, Mark.
Good morning, Pete. Ricky. Oh, my God, this studio. You guys should see this.
Pretty awesome.
Pretty cool.
Yeah,
I mean,
very nice.
I mean, you got to appreciate this view and then all the screens and gadgets and technology we're sitting in the middle of.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, to walk down to that little break room and then have Ricky punch a few buttons and get a fresh ground cup of Starbucks coffee.
Even better,
like, oh,
right?
My God.
Yeah. So welcome to the Fan. And
oh,
welcome
this is
to,
awesome.
To
Thank
this.
You.
It's so awesome having you here. I was telling Brian, our engineer here, that You have been, this is a guy that's been with us for close to 27 years on the show, right?
Almost since the very beginning. Yeah. Just a couple months after you started.
Yeah. Hard to believe, huh?
You know what? It's hard to believe. That's a lot of Saturdays devoted to talking fishing with you guys.
I think we're going to celebrate, I forget, 1991. Would that be 28 years this September? Is that right?
That's cool, dude.
Yeah.
Calculating right?
Yeah, so
it'll be 28
It's getting
years.
Up to be a big number.
Yeah, it's a big number.
It's a big number.
No kidding. So, and you're still doing the same stuff. You're still fishing. You're still making bait tanks and selling tackle, right?
Yeah. Yeah, all maybe not in that order, but seems like it's mostly making bait tanks right now. My God, we are so busy. And thank you, all you listeners out there, because we get so much business from the show. But it's been absolutely fantastic. Obviously, the fishing's good and the economy is good. And people have got, you know, some money to spend, and they're looking for upgrades, and they're looking to have just the nth degree, that little edge that hopefully makes a difference for them.
Sure.
You know, we've just been having a blast building the stuff that we've been doing for years, but we're like kicking it up a notch because I've got, you know, we do the production in one place, and I do all the setup in my shop there in Huntington Beach, so I can just sit right there with the guys and change the color on this or change the shape of that and, you know, make the stuff really specific for your application. God, the tanks we're sending out now, I mean, it used to be, you know, we'd maybe put a bait light and maybe do a drop-in lid. All the accessories we do on this stuff now is just incredible.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's fun. And,
yeah, you know, so like what? Like if somebody has a bait tank, what can they add to it?
Well, like a tank I just took to the freight guy day before yesterday. It's an 80-gallon tank, just like your tank, with windows in it, and a custom lid, and a rod rack with the starboard upper and lower rails with stainless steel tubes, and
wow.
A cup holder, bait lights. And then he asked me, he said, well, you know, we're going to do the lid white. Is it okay if we change the white C-rail to black? I said, yeah, we can do that. And, that black C-rail going around that full-size lid just really sets it off. Little things like that. I'm finishing another one here later on today that it's our stock gray is a beautiful. It's actually Davis gray from Harold Davis. And We built the accessories in gray to kind of match and accent some of that. So it's just, you know, I mean, it's still, the basic idea is still put some bait in a tank, put some water through it, keep your bait alive, and hopefully catch a fish. You know, that part hasn't changed.
That's the
whole deal. But just kicking it up a notch, just all that fun stuff, you know.
Yeah. So let me ask you about windows. You mentioned windows. Yeah. Do they have a purpose?
They do. They have a wonderful purpose. If you like to sit around at cocktail hour, I mean, like when I used to run boats down in Cabo, you know, you're bored at the end of the day, so you get those little twisties, and you put a twisty on a mackerel tail, and then you can count. You can have mackerel races. It's the mackerel go around the tail. You can count the mackerel.
Peter would love that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So for that, windows are fantastic. In terms of holding bait, you know, not really. I mean, I fish on a boat with windows all the time with my friend Mike. We got canvas covers for them. You know, we cover them up.
Oh,
cover
no kidding. Up. Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Is it worse to have a window for the bait, do you think?
You know, I would say generally it's not the best for the bait.
Okay.
Mackerel don't pay much attention. Sardines pay quite a bit of attention. They get up there trying to get out. Anchovies, marginal, squid, they don't care. But in terms of sardines, yeah, we like definitely have them covered.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And we do a lot of the interiors on the tanks, this kind of medium to dark blue to darken up that tank because the bait, I think, calms better in a darker tank. And you put a window in there and that offsets all of that.
Right.
So, in terms of bait holding, you know, I'd prefer to not see the guys do windows and the cosmetic end of it. I mean, we do windows, especially in the bigger tanks, and it's...
There's no denying how cool it looks.
Oh, it looks cool.
But, you know.
Yeah, and it's an expensive option. They're a huge amount of work. I mean, people don't realize that when we get an order for a tank with windows, we build that tank intentionally differently.
Right.
Because we're cutting a big hunk of support out of the side of the tank.
Sure.
You know, if some big fat boy sits on the end of it and it's not properly supported, then, you know, that's not a good thing. So,
no. Yeah,
we build them different when we're putting windows in them.
Interesting.
And it's a lot of work. On our end, but
yeah.
It's a beautiful
but
product.
Some people like to look at the weight.
There's no doubt it's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I took a picture here the other day because I'm doing three separate tanks right now with windows. I put all three of them together in a corner of the shop and took a picture of it. We'll put it up on Facebook or something here. It's a beautiful picture. But
yeah.
And like you said, if you're looking for best of both worlds, Throw a canvas cover up on it.
Throw a canvas cover, yeah. Absolutely.
Now, yeah. I don't know, we're obviously it's live radio, and I don't know if we can hear it on the radio, but we have the gong show going on in the background here.
I was wondering if you were going to say something about that.
Yeah. I don't know if it's coming over on the radio or not. Is it? You think it is, Brian? No, it's not. But they're doing some construction. We're on the sixth floor and down on the bottom floor outside. They're building some metal fabrication or something.
It does literally sound like a gong going off.
Banging it. You hear it over there, Adam? You don't hear. Oh, he doesn't hear it. So I guess we're just, it's just us. Yeah. I guess it's just us. It was like, what is going on out there?
I can tell you that tank that we put on our Parker, which is an 80-gallon, one of the dual inlets, that was the single best. I would say that and our Simrad. Those are of equal value and the two very best things of all the things we have done to our boat. That is it. There's no question. That is the best bait tank that money can buy. I am super confident in that.
We are in a live bait fishery here in Southern California, and you've got to have a good bait tank.
I mean, we're, largely unique. I mean, other guys have bait, I wouldn't say operations, but I mean, they fish with live bait. But, nothing compared to what we have, where the receiver in San Diego is, a quarter mile long?
Yeah, two of them. Yeah.
It's like, we're sending more and more tanks to the East Coast.
Interesting.
Florida. Quite a bit of stuff goes to Florida. And a lot of stuff, more and more stuff, is on its way to the Northwest. The tank I took to my freight company here the other day is going to Washington on a brand new 28-foot Parker.
Wow.
And they're going to install it on the 22nd and 23rd so that he can fish an albacore tournament. It's opening day for albacore season that following weekend in Washington.
Okay. I'll be darned.
Yeah. They got all our Albies.
Yeah.
They're really there, guys. They're still around.
Yeah, they're still there.
Not liking us anymore.
We'll see how things change here. They'll be here next year.
I like it, buddy.
Yeah, they might be here this year. I mean, we caught
water strange.
Pete did predict him to be here this year.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. So if it happens this year,
you're dead on.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, we had a hell of a season on them last year. I think the fleet total was one, I think.
One, yeah. It's all good. But anyway, so let's talk about fishing. You, of course, spent a lot of time at Catalina, San Clemente Island, being at Pacific Edge right there at Bolsa Chica and Energer and Huntington Beach.
By the Chevron station.
By the Chevron station.
Corey's favorite.
Catalina's been on fire this year.
Catalina has had the best season in many, many years. There's just a lot of fish. In terms of yellowtail.
Right.
The sea bass season was good for the private boat guys that know how to fish those things. Not so good for a lot of other people. We started fishing over there in January, and I was seeing fish in places that we normally don't in January. And we caught fish, not being too awful specific, but caught fish on the front in January and February where we normally don't until about March or April.
Uh-huh.
So it started early and good volume, and then, quite a bit of big fish here recently that has been really overshadowed by the yellowtail fishing for the party boats. Yeah, but man, the private boat guys that know how to fish that island, they walloped them.
It's good. One thing I've been watching on fishdope.com is the number of people getting busted in the closure areas at the front side of Catalina there. Let's talk a little bit about that and just be cautious about that, right?
We have to be cautious. And the MLPA scenario, it is a fact of life. I don't think it's ever going to go away. They're supposed to be...
They close like our favorite areas.
Yeah, right? without saying. But, what are you going to do? You can't whine about everything.
No.
But, I saw some of the posts on Bloody Decks on the message boards. The guys crowing about how he found this fantastic spot with no boats and loaded with fish and just loaded up, and I'm just like, saw the picture, I knew exactly where he was within 20 feet because I'd love to have been fishing there myself. He's right there sitting in Italian Gardens, which is right in the heart of that closure above Long Point. So guys, you really, really, really need to know, because when you get popped in there with fish on the boat, it's one thing if you're kind of drifting through and you're fishing and nothing much is happening, but you're sitting on the anchor with a deckload of yellows when fishing game comes rolling up, it's not a pretty picture.
I'll bet.
It's a big fine, right?
It's a big fine, and usually it's in that court in Avalon, so you got to go back to Catalina to take care of it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it's not just a little, $49 fix-it ticket. It's the real deal. So, pay attention. Get the stuff from the fishing wildlife website, and most of the newer GPSs, I mean, it's not real prominently marked, but those closures are on there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
And that's one of them. The one key one is the from Long Point.
That's the main
one. Takes in Italian Gardens and yep. right down to where would it end?
Starts right there just at Long Point and goes up to about just above Goat Harbor, just below Little Gibraltar,
yeah.
which is good because there's all those structure spots by Gibraltar that have had a lot of yellows on.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, and that's been good. So if you see guys on the edge of that, and then you see guys not over the air, there's a reason
for that.
And you see yellows boiling on the surface.
Yeah.
Don't be tempted.
Yeah,
because Fish and Game patrols that island.
They like
all
that
the
island.
Time.
That's their
yeah. and Clemente
place.
Too. When yeah. we were over there on the island, or they were out there too.
Yeah.
You know, we were the only boat out there.
You know, what's really neat is I like to watch the eagles. They've got cameras on the eagle nests, and
yeah.
there's a nest up on the west end, and the camera looking down the ridge of the island is perfect. And I was looking down there the other day, and there goes the Fishing Game boat.
That's
funny.
Yeah.
Somebody's
well, that's
been,
their job. They're doing
yeah.
their job. And
you know, I think it's great that
yeah.
they're doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. But anyway, so what's the key to catching fish at Catalina right now?
Current.
Okay.
The key is current. You know, and it's not just so much today. It's just almost always. That island, it's you know, just the way it's positioned, the way the current flows around it. I mean, there's not always the same current in the same place at the same time every day. It does not work that way. Our life would be a lot easier if it did. But you got to find some current, and you want to be sitting on the upcurrent side of the structure, fishing your baits back into it or around it. And there's just a lot of fish there right now. And that, you know, the size of fish has been varying. You know, some days it's more that smaller fish, but here, the last week or so, man, there's a bunch of tankers around.
Really?
Yeah.
Big yellows, huh?
Big yellows.
And what are they eating?
They're eating mackerels.
Mackerel.
They're eating mackerels real well. They're eating sardines just fine. They're biting a surface iron really well, boom white, mint and white, like that.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah.
Can you make mackerel at Catalina?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
They're there.
No problem.
Really?
Just anchor up outside one of the kelp beds, like right there in the entrance to Avalon's, you know, on either end of the jetties there. You just anchor up, put out a chum bucket. Sit back, have a beer, and go to work and load up.
Let's talk about making mackerel, because it has. We've been spoiled. It's been pretty easy here lately.
It has been.
Wood, right? Mm-hmm. What's your favorite method of making chumbuck? You mentioned a chumbuck. What's your favorite method of making
mackerel? Well, the easiest way is, you know, I mostly fish out of Huntington Harbor, and we've got the bait receivers. We come out, run about a mile and a half up to the west behind the federal breakwater, and the bait receivers, just like your receiver here, although it's not quite as big, is sitting out there, and it's in open water. So a lot of times we can just anchor up current from the bait barge, and I mean, when it's really good, you can just drift it. Sometimes you got to anchor. Sometimes you got to anchor chum and fish them with bait. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they will not bite a sabiki. Yeah. Sometimes they just won't bite it. They just don't like that. So then we fish them on bait, where we use like a number four hook with the barb pinched down on like 8 or 10 pound test and a little split shot above it, and you just cut up your first mackerel or sardine, or you know, if you take some anchovies with you, put a little piece of bait on there, and sometimes you got to fish them just one at a time. Yeah.
Okay.
And
what about baiting up the sabiki?
Well, that works too.
Yeah.
You know, that works too. But when you have to bait the sabiki when they're pretty much biting bait, I'd rather just fish them one at a time. So you don't got to deal with the sabiki getting tangled up.
Sure.
And, you know, so on and so forth.
That makes
sense.
Yeah.
So we got a little rod, or, you know, when we do it a lot, I've got just like a little baby jack pole.
Uh-huh.
You don't need a lot of line. You don't need a drag. You just need to get the bait down the water about 4 or 5 feet. And it's game on.
Okay.
And swing
it's
them
a good
in.
Tip.
Yeah.
That's
great tip.
Yeah, they're
and,
really
and
good.
Using the barbless hook, you know, it's real easy to shake them off. So it's easy to get them off, and it doesn't hurt them when you're getting them off.
Yeah.
And Warren's
yeah.
saying, too, if you're going to be making bait, it's go buy a bait shaker. You know, you don't need to be grabbing a big handful of those things before you dump them into the tank. You know, get some kind of a bait shaker device. Yeah. There's 100 of them out there just to make your life easier.
Easier than a knife.
Shagging bait, yeah.
Easier than a knife, yeah.
Yeah.
But the backside of a butter knife will
work just
fine.
Work.
Yeah.
You know, you guys don't, you see, you guys being young guys, don't remember when there were no mackerels.
Young guys? Wait a minute, Mark.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. Well, there's a couple guys in the room.
I know well. Yeah, but there was days when the mackerel, because of water conditions and excessive commercial fishing, we had no mackerels.
Yeah.
Virtually none.
Tough.
And we used to run from Long Beach up to Fisham inside Redondo Harbor, which is a 20-mile run. And we'd often fish all night to catch 8 or 10 or 12 baits.
Wow.
Two or three guys fishing.
Wow.
All night.
Yeah.
Because there was none anywhere else other than there.
Yeah.
But when you'd go offshore, go across the 270 down the inside of the island and find all the tailors and sleepers that there used to be, you know, back in the 70s when I'm talking about, you had a dozen mackerels, you know, you had a hell of a catch of marlin at the end of the day.
You're getting them. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a different world entirely.
Well, we've just scraped the surface here with the knowledge that this man has here, Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge. We have a great show lined up for you today.
You do, and like you said, scratching the surface is it. I mean, all the inshore we're going to talk about, offshore, marlin and swordfish and tuna and the technical stuff to go along with it, going to be an awesome time, and we want to hear from you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, we'd love to hear from you. It's going to be a busy morning on the phones. This is a great time to call. We do have a couple of open phone lines right now at 833-288-0973. Again, that's our new number here to join us on the fan, 833-288-0973. Your opportunity to talk to Captain Mark Wish and also participate in the show, and also your chance to win a fantastic prize at the end of the show today. We're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing, and oh my gosh, what a run have those guys been on, switching gears earlier in the week to go yellowtail fishing at the Coronal Islands, and the fish counts that those guys have been participating in are just unbelievable.
I think Tara had 177 yesterday.
Yeah, 170 yesterday, 150 the day before that, 140 the day before that. It is incredible, incredible fishing going on right now.
I can see the entrance of where the landing is from my house. And they were filleting fish out in front there until 7 o'clock.
I believe
night.
It.
Oh my God.
I mean, how long does it take to cut 170? And they're nice yellows. You know, I mean, they're nice fish. They're not giants by no means. Are they the little micro fish of a couple years ago? It's a, you know, I'd call it a 12 to 15 pound average, but quite a few fish bigger than that still. It's just, it's been so much fun. And biting the surface iron, biting bait real good, Colt snipers. It's just, it's really fun.
Good fishing.
Neil and I had a chance to go down there and fish earlier in the week. Same deal, just frustrated with non-biting bluefins and wanted a day to get to go tee off on things. So drove down to the islands, and there was a long stretch of time where it was full-on aquarium fishing, where you'd cast your jig and there'd be, you know, 8 or 10 barracuda right on the back of the jig, and you'd look in the water and you'd see 4 or 5 yellows below them all piling on the jig at the same time, and you know, you'd have to shake off 6 or 7 barracuda before a yellow would finally grab the lure. It was just super, super fun,
really
fishing.
Fun fishing.
It's so cool what's going on right now.
Yeah.
And somebody's gonna get to go fishing on the Liberty and experience that great fishing, and maybe you'll have your shot at a big bluefin as well. It's gonna be a great opportunity and a great prize. Again, if you want to get through, talk to Captain Mark and get your shot at going on that trip on the Liberty, 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. So much great fishing info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
G'day, folks. Damon Olson from Nomad Tackle. We're the tackle company from down under, making lures that catch fish everywhere. We've got an incredible range of gear that's catching a heap of fish in California right now. You'll hear us say crafted by experience a lot. It's because I've spent 20 years running Australia's biggest offshore charter operation on the Great Barrier Reef, and it's that hard-won knowledge that's gone into designing an amazing range of lures and tackle that are up to the toughest challenge. I design everything we make to catch more fish and work perfectly straight out of the box. I design the patented auto-tune system on the DTX Minnow to ensure that the lures track straight, swim super fast and deep all the time. The DTX 200 dives to over 40 feet at 12 knots, and it's already proven itself as the must-have Wahoo trolling lure with the long-range fleet. Our Buffalo Flashfall jigs are catching monster tuna and come rigged and ready with serious hooks. We've got everything you need for tuna, yellowtail, wahoo, and any other species you can dream of. So check us out now at nomadtackle.com and find your nearest dealer in Southern California right now.
I always wear a life jacket when I'm on the water because I'm lazy. I like floating like a giant turtle covered with SPF 50. The life jacket does the work. I highly recommend this to everyone. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
All right. time to talk about fishing, and no better place when they're biting is to go to Point Loma Seafoods, right next to the San Diego Lands.
That's catching.
That's not fishing. Yeah. and it's the best. I mean, if you're looking for a piece of fresh fish to take home, and you haven't discovered Point Loma Seafoods, you'll be spoiled. You go there. There's everything you could possibly imagine that swims in the ocean that is fresh is in their case.
We went yesterday for lunch. We had friends in from out of town. Dallas and I met them down there, and they were just blown away that something like that exists. And the first thing they said is, what should we get? And you look at that menu, and you can with confidence say, everything they have is awesome. Yeah. Plates, sandwiches.
So what'd you have?
I had the combo plate that went old school, a couple pieces of fish, a couple pieces of shrimp, and a crab cake. There was tuna salads that went down, fish tacos that went down. It was a fun time, and we split a soft shell crab sushi roll.
Oh,
it was
man.
So good, Pete. Yeah. Oh my God,
they've
go
got it
right
all,
now.
Making me hungry right now.
Right?
Point Loma Seafoods lunch and dinner, and now they're open till 8 p.m.
Yep.
So Point Loma Seafoods, right next to the San Diego Landings, lunch, dinner, it's the best.
Craft beer.
Dana Lanning in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Chelsea. Come see me and our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Lanning has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Lanning has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Lanning with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Lanning is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe it? Just ask those that have put them on their boat, like Captain Pete Grosbeck and other professionals. Fishing in the trough with Seakeeper basically eliminates the trough. Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, this gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate on your current battery system, making installation fast and easy. Watch for new product coming soon. The Seakeeper for boats. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. That is amazing. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride, be amazed. Seakeeper.
How smart is your smart speaker? I'll tell you. It's smart enough to stream The Fan. Just say, play 97.3 The Fan. You can use your smart speaker to stream 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
I want to mention that Sean told me that the FP Gourmet spices and rubs are now available at Dana Lanning in Mission Bay at Dana Lanning.
Oh,
Market.
Cool.
Yeah, so if you don't want to head over to Liberty Station, you don't want to buy it online, and you're going fishing or going over to Dana Lanning in Mission Bay, Steven and Johnny have the full line of FP Gourmet spices and rubs over there. So go check it out.
Nobody does it better. It makes life so easy. It's such a killer way to dress up your fish and kick your meal up to the next level without having to put any real work into it.
Yeah, for
I love
sure.
It.
So check it out over at Dana. And if you want, you can go get the rubs, and then you can go buy a Traeger grill right next door at Fast Lane Kayaks, too.
I like your style,
so,
man.
Yeah. So Ron has not only kayaks, but also Traegers over there, too. So be sure to check that out over in Dana Landing. It's a good spot, for sure. I want to mention our day-and-a-half searcher trip that we had this past week. A great Let's Talk Hookup trip on the searcher. Captain Sean Trowbridge.
Yeah,
Bulldog. It was great to go fishing with the Bulldog, man. That guy's a fishy guy. Well, as everybody knows, tuna fishing took a dump this week.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it just wasn't happening. I mean, the tuna watching was good. So Sean informed us that we're going to start our day at the Coronado Islands.
Smart move.
And it was a great move.
Yeah. Because
we had really fun, yellowtail fishing on nice great fish. Tanned, yeah. Jackpot was 23.5 pounds.
Yep.
Nice fish and really, really fun. We the crew did a fantastic job.
Searcher crew is great.
Yeah, they did. And the food, man, that chef that they have on there, he put out some serious meals. And when you go on a day and a half trip on the Searcher, they don't just feed you breakfast, lunch, and dinner the day of the trip. They serve you dinner the night out.
Oh,
they
wow.
serve you breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and then breakfast on the morning that you come in, too. Yeah, so they impressive. Really, that's unusual
yeah,
for a
is.
Day and a half
Definitely.
Trip. And they really lay it out for you. So it's kind of the, you get what you pay for. It's,
right.
it's a great operation, and stateroom accommodation. All their staterooms have been remodeled. Boat is beautiful. So, caught a bunch of yellowtail, fished there with a lot of the boats out there, long-range boats, yeah, local boats.
That's the place to be right now.
That's the place to be right now.
Great fishing going on.
And then we went, and then Sean, much reluctantly, I might add, because everybody wanted to go find a tuna.
Of course.
We ran out just outside the Coronado Islands and went tuna watching.
Which there is, as I'm sure you saw, huge volumes of tuna to be seen just west of the islands.
Oh, yeah. Yellowfin. We saw a big spot of 80 to 100-pound bluefin. Just nothing.
Wanted
I mean, they
absolutely
threw scoops
nothing
of
to
bait
do with
on
you.
Top of it. Scoops of bait on top of it. And nothing would happen.
Yep.
We never even got a boil.
That fish is there in huge quantity. It's, you know, I mean, we say, like, obviously we want biting fish first. I mean, then, you know, in years where there's no fish around, it's always like, well, hopefully the conditions get better and hopefully they show up. They're here. They're here in serious numbers. Yellowfin from 5 pounds to 40 pounds and bluefin from 30 pounds to 300 pounds. It's all here. It's just not, it's bluefins being bluefins, man, and they are just not wanting much to do with it.
So remember, if you're on a long-range trip and he points for the Coronado Islands, remember you're not on a natural history trip. You're on a fishing trip. So if you want to go natural history fishing and go watch tuna, that's fine. But if you want to go catch some fish, listen to the captain, listen to the crew. They know what's going on.
One thing, and I'm glad you brought that up, and I'd like to say it too, because I've heard several people, you know, kind of griping at the landing when their trips have come back. Oh, man, this was BS. We fished the Coronado Islands. When you get on any boat, whether it be a long-range boat or a shorter trip, the captain has one goal in mind, to catch you as much fish as possible in the best area possible. And somebody going on a 3-day or even a 5-day, you know, fishing the Coronado Islands, their attitude was, oh, we fish so close to home, we should have done this. That's it. That's the best spot to be had right now. Can they drive farther and catch less fish? Of course they can, but that's not what you paid for. You paid for a very professional operation to put you on the best fishing possible. And if that happens to be 20 miles from home, hey, high five, because we're at the best area there. You know, I mean, it's just one of those things that they're going there for a reason. That's because that's where the best fishing on the coast happens to be right now.
And it'll change, Captain Mark Fish, right?
Yeah,
right?
I mean, it'll change.
I mean, moon, tide, whatever, condition will change, and they'll go back on the bite. Right?
I think this next moon phase will be when that blue thing fires
off. And don't forget,
off.
Same thing happened last July.
Yep.
Mid-July, same deal, right? A lot of tuna watching. But we didn't have that quantity of yellow we have right now.
Yeah, this is just,
This is pretty epic. So let's go out and find out what's happening in the Baja.
You got it, buddy. Sounds good to me. Why don't we start off this morning talking to the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, cast man.
Hey, Castman put on a clinic, I got to tell you, on the Searcher. He went with us on our day and a half Searcher trip, and he put on he was the high man, and he was like, every time I turned around, he was bent.
You know those young guys, man, they're good at catching yellowtail.
Yeah. Good morning, Castman.
Morning, Pedro. Yeah, I just want to, you know, compliment the Searcher, Art Taylor, man. I tell you, he's got a crew there. He's got a cook there. That guy is fantastic.
Got him
10 pounds in those day and a half.
I mean, I know.
There was some good eating there. Well, I'll tell you, you know me, I don't turn down a fork very often. So it was really good. But Pete, I want to thank you for letting me put that clinic on. You know, something that needed to be done. And just remember, midship, facing the wind, pink, 30-pound pink floral. And a good, nice sardine. The one you can't catch in the little bait tank there. That's the guy you want.
Solid advice there, buddy.
Good stuff.
No doubt.
That's it. I'm telling you, the pink Seaguar fluorocarbon, something to it.
Yeah, it is. But, yeah, no, it was a lot of fun. And like I said, and gosh, the people over there at Fisherman's Processing, what a job they did on the fish, man.
Yeah.
I brought that home. And, you know, I brought back fish from Alaska that's been vacuum packed and filleted. these guys are by far superior. I mean, it was really, really quality stuff.
Yeah, no, they do such a great job at Fisherman's Processing.
That's fun. But anyway, getting back to the fishing down in Baja, that water is starting to warm up now. It's about 80 degrees, and it looks like it's going to start really turning on the fishing there. It's picking up little by little from Loreto all the way down to Cabo San Lucas, San Jose del Cabo, East Cape area. Dorado are starting to come in now in fairly good numbers and bigger quality fish, which we normally see, you know, in May and June, the big boys, the big bulls and females. But they are starting to get a better Dorado bite. Yellowfin tuna down in San Jose, del Cabo and Cabo. Most of the fish right now are being found under the porpoise. And when they find the porpoise, I mean, it's lights out. They're getting a lot of quality fish, anywhere from 20 to 50-pound fish under the schools of tuna. So you got to find the tuna and the porpoise, and then, like I said, you will get into the tuna. As far as the marlin, striped marlin bite goes, it's still, I'd say, good. Not spectacular, but good. On an average of one marlin release per boat per day. Of course, there are some boats that get two or three per day, but striped marlin are definitely in there, and so doing really, really well there. So as we get into the end of this month in August, I look for that water to get up about 82, 83, 84 degrees, and I think it'll be lights out, and things will really start popping down there in that southern tip of Baja. But otherwise, that's the report for this week. And once again, Pete, thanks for the inviting me out on the searcher this week. It was just a lot of fun. A great group of guys.
I mean, oh, yeah. Great. It was a really nice group. And like you say, Captain Sean Trowbridge and Art Taylor and Celia, the whole crew on the searcher, what a top-notch long-range operation they are indeed. And they do have spots available. You want to go again, Cass, searchersportfishing.com. You can book right online there.
I'm going to tell you, too, you know, Sean Trowbridge made the right call. You know, go out, let's fish those yellows early while they're biting, and then we'll go out and see if we can find the tuna and get some to bite. And like you said, we did find the tuna, but they didn't want to go. So if we hadn't stopped at the islands, man, it would have been a long boat ride.
A long boat ride, yeah, no doubt about it. And a fun had by all because of that. Hey, Cassman, how do we get a hold of you? You want to come go to Baja, mainland Mexico, or anywhere that you travel with Cass Tours?
800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casttours.com, and I'll talk to you guys next Saturday.
Thanks, Cass.
Thanks, Cass, man. Appreciate that very much. All right, phones are packed. Let's jump into it, Rick.
You got it, buddy. Jam-packed phone lines. We're going to start off with Woodland Hills. Talk to our good buddy, Don. Don, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on the phones.
Hey, guys. Good morning. You know, I was just sitting here listening to you talk about the searcher trip. It is a great boat. You know, and if people want to go tuna fishing and that's not where the bite is, they need to get their own boat.
<That's right. laughs> There you go, buddy.
Hey, Captain Mark, a couple questions for you. One, it's always a pleasure listening to you on the radio, and when you do your seminars, you're just such a wealth of knowledge. I really appreciate you sharing it the way you do.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Hey, how did you get into making bait tanks as part of your business? And for guys that don't have bait tanks and don't have boats, what do you do to your tanks to make the bait live just that much longer?
Well, the way I got into it was, you know, years ago I bought a 22-foot Grady White, a little Cuddy Cabin model, first one ever sold here on the West Coast. That was like in the early 80s. And back then, you know, it was a different world. We just didn't have all the things that we have available to us today, so there wasn't a tank that would fit in the space that we had. And my business at the time was doing custom rigging on big boats, and we built custom stuff for customers all the time, so we just built one. And it worked out fine for that little boat, and then another customer wanted one, so we built him one, and then another guy wanted one, so then we wound up building a mold to make them easier instead of one at a time. And now we have 30-some molds, and that's kind of how we got into it. Just,
cool.
Just inch by inch, anything's a cinch, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's how you did it.
That's how we did it.
And and how many years have you been in the bait tank business?
Well, that was in 80. Well, I bought the boat in 83, so it was 84 when we made the first one. And, you know, we got, you know, a little more serious there after three, 4 years of seeing the need for just more stuff than was available on the market. There just wasn't a lot of stuff back then.
And every tank is made by hand, right? One at a time.
Yeah, we make them one at a time. Yeah. That's why we're always so backed up. That's why you guys got to be patient.
Yeah. If you want a bait tank today, how long?
Probably 5 weeks right now.
5 weeks.
Yeah.
I can live with that.
5 weeks.
Yeah, that's
I can live with that.
Yeah.
You don't really stock standard bait.
Well, we do whenever we can. We try to, you know, and again, we're very fortunate that we're very busy. So when we're, quote, slower, unquote, we try to build tanks for stock.
Especially the ones that you know are very popular models.
Because we sell, you know, same stuff over and over. And we tried, and we had, you know, some stock tanks, and the problem is we're just selling a lot of tanks. Yeah. So,
you know, Kevin at West Coast sells a lot of tanks for you, and you have some standard ones that go in the Parkers, right?
Yeah, we have, you know, a couple standard Parker models, and in fact, we got this new one, this little bait well that we built for the newer Parkers, so you can take out the existing well that's built into the transom and drop this new one in that we designed in conjunction with my friend Billy Kellerman. He wanted something kind of specific for his boat, and it's a cool little well. It went from about 15 gallons to 20 gallons, and a better drain system, a better inlet system, no standpipe right in the middle of it, so you can have a mackerel swimming for a drop-back bait for marlin if you want. So, and we just finished it. In fact, I got some pictures of it. And
that's something if you do have a Parker with a bait well, that's built into the transom.
Yeah, a late model. Late I think model. The 18s and the 19s.
I think like your boat, right?
I think 2016 is when they put the bait well in the transom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
well, that's cool.
We get the first one. Billy's got the first one in his boat. We made a couple little changes, little tweaks, you know, making it a little easier to build and to install. And yeah, we're building three or four of them right now. So
that's cool.
Don, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
And when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup just like that. We're talking to the guru. We got more questions and more answers coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime. Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And, you know, Shimano did it again at the ICAST show this year. Of course, new product showcase. Our best freshwater reel is the new SLX DC. The SLX, which is an amazing reel and stuff, now comes in a DC model.
Crazy.
Yeah, unbelievable. And, of course, they've redesigned the entire Therese rod line.
That I can't wait
for. Which is
for.
An amazing deal. They introduced that. And, of course, a new Stratic reel, as well as a lot of other great stuff. PowerPro Moonshine braid for fish for night fishing for bass guys. That one, best product in its category, too.
Right.
Moonshine?
But Moonshine.
Glow-in-the-dark
that,
PowerPro.
Huh? Yeah, how about
well,
that?
Huh? Black light glowing black power pro. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the big thing for us is going to be that new Speedmaster.
Oh, boy.
I just can't wait. We are so excited about the tackle shop. We put that up on our story there if you want to check out a picture of it on the Fisherman's Lining Tackle Instagram page. But a fantastic two-speed reel at a low price.
Like
we
half price of Italica, right?
$250, you're going to get a Speedmaster 12 and 16. It is similar, you know, what Torium is to Trinidad, this is going to be similar from... To Talica. Yeah,
wow.
It's going to be sick.
And it's going to come out pretty quickly.
Yeah, they're planning on shipping around the end of the month. It's going to be a game changer.
Yeah, for sure. Well, as usual, Shimano's done it again. ICAST winners again for so many consecutive years, and they'll continue to do that. Check out Shimano.com for more details.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer Resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest. A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Tired of asking your smart speaker for the time? How about using it to listen to the best sports talk in town? Just say, play 97.3 The Fan. You can use your smart speaker to stream 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
That's on our Instagram. You were just showing me a great Instagram shot that Dallas did, right?
Yeah, on our Instagram story there. About the story. Yeah, about...
So for those of us that aren't experienced at Instagram, Mark, older guys like us, the story is kind of like at the top of the page of Instagram, right?
Yep, exactly. Yeah. You see all the little icons, and you'll see the Let's Talk Hookup icon. You just click right on it. Click
on the Let's Talk Hookup icon, and it kind of tells you a whole story.
Yeah, just what's going on in the morning. Yeah, all fun.
And of course, we posted a picture in studio of on our Facebook page as well as our Instagram page. Let's Talk Hookup, letstalkhookup.com on the web. You can access all that right on the top right corner of our website, front page, letstalkhookup.com. Click on all our social media. We do YouTube, we do Instagram, and we do Facebook. That's pretty much our deal right
now. Yeah.
Obviously, technology is amazing. Look at what we're sitting in the middle of here. Yeah. But just, you know, to be able to pick up a phone, I mean, this is my...
Nightline.
I'm relatively new to, like, a high-tech phone, and I absolutely love the thing. It's amazing. And then, you know, you get bored and you just click on Instagram and you just look through there and eat your heart out over what everybody's catching. And
yeah, exactly. Then, of course, our Let's Talk Hookup app, too.
Oh, that, I mean, that's amazing.
Which you can access all the social media on that, too.
Absolutely.
The app is amazing. Let's Talk. If you haven't downloaded our app, App Store or Google Play Store, it's free. Just type in Let's Talk Hookup and you'll see our green with our logo in there and just download that for free. And you can take it everywhere you go.
One of our customers is a little older and non-technical, and I was telling you, oh, those guys are off the air. I go, they're not off the air. You just got to get, you know, you got to get the app for your phone. And he did it. He came in the other day. Oh, my God, I love that thing.
Yeah, it's better than the radio, for sure, definitely. You can hear us live. You can hear archives, everything about it.
So many of my buds are either, you know, working or busy or sleeping in or whatever it may be. Like, I can't tell you how many of my buds love listening to the archive shows that Adam does such a good job putting up on the app or listening through iTunes or whatever. Yeah. You know, you can listen on your time or you got a long drive or you're commuting home from work. You can kick the show on, and you know, maybe 2 hours will last you for your drive in and your drive out or whatever it may be. It's nice to be able to listen on demand too.
You know, a few weeks ago when you guys had the captain of the San Diego on here,
Captain Ryan Boston.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, obviously I've been immersed in this stuff my whole life. I sat there listening to every word of what that guy had to say. And for you guys out there listening, you want to get some good bluefin tuna tips, you go back and listen to that on
Wasn't that a great show?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. That guy's the man.
Danny put it on Fish Dope, too, which is cool. Okay. And that show has received thousands and thousands of plays. I was checking it out the other day. Thousands of plays.
There were
some gems in there.
Yeah, for a private boat guy trying to fish this bluefin, which drives, you know, most of us nuts.
Including myself.
Yeah, I mean, there was some just incredibly worthy information. I mean, that thing about, you know, dropping your sinker rig down way deep and then winding, you know, nose-hooking the bait instead of sideways, you know, up through the nose and winding it back and just all, I mean, just went on and on and
so,
on.
So if you go to letstalkhookup.com, go to our show archives page, or you go to the Let's Talk Hookup app, and you'll check out Captain Ryan Bostian. That show was the June 16th show.
That was
7
great.
To 8 and 8 to 9. Both hours were just fantastic. So you definitely want to tune in and get some hot tips.
No doubt.
On catching bluefin tuna.
No doubt. Exactly.
Let's go. Speaking of hot tips, let's jump into the phones.
You got it, buddy. How about we jump right back in and talk to Bob? Bob's calling us from Simi Valley this morning. Hi, Bob. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. A couple of buddies of mine went down fishing. They said they've seen the Sander fleet out there. I guess that commercial season just opened for them. What's the rules for the closing of the Sanders? Is it a date, or is it a certain tonnage quota that they have to meet before they shut down?
Well, there's, you know, I'm not fully up to speed on all the intricacies of the commercial regulations, but what a lot of guys, are you talking about the guys fishing below Clemente or the ones that are up there in the channel inside Catalina? Because those
down below Clemente.
Yeah, they're not fishing bluefin, they're fishing yellowfin. And there's maybe a little bit of bluefin mixed in there, but they're primarily fishing that yellowfin. And then the guys that are up inside Catalina there, but he thinks they're fishing tuna fish, they're not. They're fishing mackerels. There's giant schools of huge mackerels.
Saba size.
Yeah. Big yeah. But I'm not exactly sure what the quota situation is on yellowfin tuna. Thank God it's been exceeded on bluefin, so they're just pretty much leaving them alone.
And I'll just say, I know, Bob, this is not what you're talking about, but just for the sake of hearing, because we hear it at the tackle store fairly often, a lot of those pen operations will keep their pens offshore, and they'll be towed by a vessel that looks like a tuna fishing boat. So it is common for us to hear guys, oh, those guys were, you know, we saw those pen boats here wrapping their tuna down there. Those guys are towing, you know, they're just towing their boats, keeping them in prime condition. So, you know, I mean, they're just dragging that pen around at one knot, you know, in an area that they want it to be.
Yeah.
And
water temperature,
exactly.
Cleanliness of the water,
yep.
Whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's big business. So that's it. Hey, Bob, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
I almost wish they were still wrapping just so we had a better excuse as to why they're not biting. You know,
yeah.
It'd be like, oh, well, you know,
they're spooky.
The same pressure is what's really keeping those things from biting.
Yeah.
But yeah, we don't have that excuse. But we'll stick with the moon for now.
Yeah, the moon. Yeah. Okay.
That's always a good fallback.
It's not a matter. They're not going to eat up all the bait.
No. Yeah. No. Yeah. Don't worry about
that.
If
they eat up all the bait, then they're going to be gone.
That's it.
Right?
Yeah. Exactly. Well, hey, let's jump right back into the phones. How about we talk to Josh? Josh calls from Vista this morning. What's up, Josh? Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, Josh.
Hey, I got a couple of things. I just want to throw out. We went out last week, or just actually on Thursday, with some fun at a Dana Point, and I just want to give a shout out to the crew. We had an awesome time. I had like 20 guys on there, tons of kelp bass.
Nice.
Did some bottom fishing, which is a great crew. So I just want to give a shout out to them.
Good job, some
really
fun.
Out of San Diego, and that was awesome. I want to talk quick. I was listening to the show last week, and I forget the captain you guys had on, but I was saying how spotty it is on catching the bluefin on the troll. We headed out south out of Mission Bay, and came on a ton of fish. You're talking about tuna watch, and man, they were everywhere, birds everywhere. And you threw the whole arsenal, kite, you know, with a flyer on it, butterfly, live bait, popper, surface iron. They didn't care about any of it. And so we started driving around, and the good old cedar plug daisy chain hooked up, and we ended up, it's the only thing we hooked them on, hooked a good one and lost it and ended up landing 145 and two about 40s.
Nice.
Pretty epic day.
Well, you guys are highliners.
No kidding. On the troll, big bluefin, huh?
On the troll for bluefin. So he's like, yeah, you know, we did it 10 years ago, and maybe. I said, You know, sometimes you just have to pull all the tricks out when nothing else is working, I guess.
No doubt about it.
I'll tell you, Josh, that's not the first comment I've heard about a cedar plug daisy chain and good bluefin fishing. We've had several customers say the same thing. That cedar plug daisy chain is not an inexpensive trolling lure. You know, you figure a rigged cedar plug is around $20, but you know, you put four or five of those things in front of it, it's not a cheap trolling lure. But man, if you can make a day and troll up half a dozen bluefin, you name the price.
Get 150 pounds.
Take my money, no problem.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for the report, Josh. Appreciate
that. That's great. All right, how about next up, we talk to Ed. Ed's calling us from Mira Mesa this morning. What's up, Ed? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, guys. My question is, at the end of the month, I'm going on a day and a half. And, a full day and day and a half. And what I was wondering, the fish down south and that, is it... Is it the warmth of the water that's not keeping them from biting, or you said mention something about the moon? Is it the color of the water? I just, I'm just kind of worried that we're not going to be able to catch anything on this.
Well, first of all, you got to recognize that it changes day by day.
Yep.
They might not have bit very good yesterday, and it might be wide open today. Right. So don't be stressing about that, because as conditions change and whatever has got these things not so much. In the bite mode, I mean, it just changes like overnight. And as to what it is, honestly, I don't think anybody really has a good handle on it. You know, we're all sitting here shaking our heads like, who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah, yeah. It's just...
Why are they here? That's the good news.
Exactly.
We have a lot of yellowfin and bluefin around.
Yeah, I mean, it's a stunning the amount of fish that's here. But,
at some point, they're going to bite.
Yeah, it will definitely change. You know, they might bite for a day or two, and they'll go back into this, all show, no go thing. But... seriously, your time on the water, it's just it's not a guaranteed thing, but just get out there and have a good time. You're going to meet some nice people. You're going to see some cool stuff. You eat some good food and, maybe you get lucky and catch fish. But the thing you want to be really prepared for is, don't get slacked off just because you think they might not be biting. You got to go with your game face on. You got to be ready. All your tackle's got to be perfect because, there's a huge amount of really big ones around.
Right.
So just because they're not biting right now, don't think that they're not going to be that particular day. And you've got to be ready. You hook a 200-pounder, you want to have a shot. If you don't got good gear, you got nothing.
You mentioned you're going in a couple of weeks. A couple of weeks ago, there was some of the best 80-pound bluefin fishing there has been. In a couple of weeks forward, it probably will be there again.
Yep.
There's no rhyme or reason, just sometimes those things go through little phases where they're on and they're off. And Pete said the very best thing, and it is absolutely true, that fish is here. We're not hoping it shows up. We're not hoping the conditions change for it to get here. It is here, and we're just waiting for it to go on the bite.
There you go, Dad.
Something will change.
You'll get them. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. It's been a very busy morning. We have an open line right now if you want to get through to the fan. 833-288-0973. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on 97.3 The Fan.
KWFN-FM and KWFN-HD1 San Diego. Radio.com sports station.
This is Johnny Washington for the San Diego Padres.
The Padres play here.
Ah, rush. Deep left field. Ball going. Ball long gone.
Padres play here on 97.3 The Fan.
HydroHoist is about to be reintroduced to California boaters in a big way. Have you ever white-knuckled it down a California freeway just to arrive at a crazy crowded launch ramp with no place to park your boat trailer? I have, and it's no fun. This is Rob Sanford for HydroHoist Boat Lifts. You've heard me for years on the radio talking about great products like Parker, Defiance, Yamaha, or Pacific Edge bait tanks. These products are the best for our unique Western needs, and HydroHoist is in the same exact league. This is not your father's boat lift. Level lifting, self-contained, and no need to bolt it to a dock. You can even put a Harbor Hoist model almost anywhere. Want to see one in action? Hydro Hoist has a new dealer in Mission Bay right next to SeaWorld, and you guessed it, it's Dana Landing. They're the new dealer for Hydro Hoist boat lifts, and their awesome 36 Yellowfin is sitting right on one next to the launch ramp. Go ask Nick to take a look. So don't lug it, lift it on a Hydro Hoist boat lift from Dana Landing in Mission Bay, or go to boatlift.com for more information. And get lifted.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Llanero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Llanero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Llanero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLlanero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Llanero.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for 7, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.